the next virtual public commentator is Cassie Woolworth.
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
All right, Cassie Woolworth, 36 North Pinyon. I'm going to take a little turn here on empathy and kindness. It takes a great deal of arrogance to litter the U.S. with over 200 different sects of Christianity, all with their own unique theology, yet insist your sect has the moral authority to speak not for all Christians, but for all people in our country. The founders wrote the Constitution, not the apostles. They added the Bill of Rights, not the Ten Commandments. Their intent was freedom of religion. It was not controlled by religion. They created a democracy, not a theocracy. Christianity is not a political party and should never be one. Conservative Christians aren't looking for religious freedom. They're looking for religious dominance. Full offense, but you can't be Christian and hate gay people. You can't be Christian and hate people of a different color or speaking a different language. You can't be Christian and hate people for living differently than you do. You can't be Christian and hate people. That is not Christianity. You made sure I didn't get lunch at school. When I was thirsty, you made sure I didn't get water while waiting in line to vote. When I was a stranger, you put razor wire in the water and watched as I drowned. What you did to these, you did to me. How sad it must be believing that scientists, scholars, historians, economists, and journalists have devoted their entire lives to deceiving you. Well, reality star with decades of fraud and documented lying, and who's a rapist now, is your only beacon of truth. Get science.